You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. So I know that all of you that listen to this podcast probably recognize that lips are one of the hottest things that we could talk about on any podcast about plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery, etc. The thing that I have found to be so incredibly interesting is that although everyone's walking around with masks, people still are fascinated about doing something to make their lips better. And when I say better, that's what I really want to talk about today, because we now have more fillers. And when I'm talking about fillers, you all know that I mean injectable products that are specifically made to be used for the lips. They have been literally FDA cleared so that these products have been like almost anointed as your lip filler. And what's so fascinating is that you would think that having one or two really good ones, three, maybe four good ones, would be plenty. But obviously, for the manufacturers of these products, there's still a big gap for patients that are seeking help with their lips. So let's get into this a little bit. First of all, I found that during this pandemic, and now that we are walking around with masks, people are more apt to get their lips injected because just in case they went a little bit too full, just in case they may have a bruise, just in case you have something going on with your lip after the injection, no big deal. You're wearing a mask. So after a day or two, they look fine. So more and more people that have always been a little reluctant to try a lip filler or to do something for their lips now feel so much more comfortable because they know they can put their mask on. And if they don't want to show anybody their lips, they just wear the mask for a while. Even if you don't want to tell your husbands that you're getting your lips done, keep the mask on a little longer. And after about 24 hours or so, some of the swelling may have gone down and they're just going to look phenomenal. So when we're talking about lip fillers, most of you know that there are a lot of different techniques in order to make your lips look the way you want them to. And even if you go on, you know, YouTube and all these other things, you'll see plenty of girls that talk about the different ways that they like to have their lips injected. But from a plastic surgeon's perspective, I just want all of you to know that it really is critical that when you're going to get your lips injected, make sure you share with whomever is going to do it what you're really seeking out. For instance, many of you really just want to have the border of your lip sharpened up. You may have gotten that in the past by just putting lip liner on, and it just outlined the beauty of your lips. But as we get older, we start to lose some of that crispness that demarcates where your white lip turns into your red lip. And at that junction, we call that the white roll. And it's right where that margin would be, where you would normally put your lip liner. Well, over the course of time, a lot of you come in and talk to me about having vertical lip lines there. And it could be because you were a cigarette smoker at one point. It just could be from an anatomy type standpoint, you're constantly puckering. And when you're animating and talking, you happen to pucker a lot or use your orbicularis muscle, which is that sphincter type muscle that goes around your mouth. And every time you purse your lips, drink from a straw, purse your lips, do any of those things, you can activate that muscle. And before you know it, over the course of time, you end up getting these vertical lip lines. So there are a few products that have been specifically FDA cleared to use as a lip border injector. So you're really not going to get a lot of volume placed into your red lip with these products. One of the ones that many of you know is called Volbella. And it's a beautiful product. It's very, very smoothly injected. And for someone that's never had their lips injected before and just want to have it sharpened up a little bit, that may be the perfect choice out of all the different fillers that are out there. That may just be the absolute perfect one to start out with. It's not going to give you too much volume. Again, just because we're using some sort of a needle around the lip area, even if we use a cannula technique, your lips are very sensitive, as you all know. And even if you bit your lip, it would swell. So when we're injecting product into the lip, naturally your lip is going to swell a little bit over the first day or so. But something like Volbella is specifically designed to be very thin and just create a crisp border, if you will, to the lip. And it's also phenomenal for those fine little lines that you may have that go around your lips. Okay, so if we want to do something that's going to give a little bit more pop to your lips, we can start talking about an array of products that have been around for a while now. One of the first ones has been one called Juvederm Ultra. There's Juvederm Ultra Plus for someone that just wants a little bit more volume. In the Restylane family, we have a phenomenal product that we've used for many, many years called Restylane, right? And Restylane's really great because I do like the idea that it's something that's middle of the road. It's not going to overwhelm your lips, but it also can be used as that border injection. But from that company that makes Restylane, they came out with a product called Kysse, K-Y-S-S-E, which is specifically supposed to be designed for lips. And it got FDA approval a little while ago. And it does seem to volumize the lip very, very nicely. And it's become very, very popular. So you would think at this point, we probably have plenty in our armamentarium of lip fillers, but there's a brand new one that just got FDA approved and it's being launched, believe it or not, tomorrow. And it's by Revance and it's called Revance Lip. And it's going to be, again, one of these products that are a combo. It's going to be able to be used in the lip border and it can also be used in the red lip itself. So I think for any of you that have been staying clear of doing something with your lips, when you're going in to see your plastic surgeon or whoever does your injectables, go and really talk with them about what your goals are. Even if you want to show them some pictures that you may come up with on your phone about the look that you're going for, because some of these products that we just mentioned can be used as a volumizer. Some can be used just to give you more crispness. And others, believe it or not, have a very, very good way of making the beginnings of that downturn that you may see in the mirror when you look at the corners of your mouth, as they get more progressed, we tend to call them marionette lines. But how many of you while you're looking in the mirror, start to see that the corners of the mouth are starting to get downturned, almost like an unhappy smiley face. Well, that happens to be one of the most creative and worthwhile places to actually put a little bit of filler, because that will make the downturn of the corners of your mouth become more horizontal. And I've had many, many patients over the years say, everybody always thinks I'm unhappy. And damn it, I'm not unhappy. It's just that my mouth tends to turn down. Well, after injecting just the corners of the mouth, I love to show the patients their one side that was just injected versus the other side. And you can literally see the side that was injected actually looks horizontal and it looks back to being a more youthful appearance. And the opposite side has a downturn appearance to the lip. So these lip fillers that I'm talking about are really perioral type lip fillers. You don't necessarily have to get your lips made bigger in order to use these products effectively. And I tend to explain that to all of you if you come in to see me way before we ever inject your lips, is that it's fascinating that if you put this product around the lip region, does not again have to be in the red lip proper, but if you're putting it around the mouth to make the mouth just look more youthful, it's incredible how that can actually make your lips also look more youthful. And we may never have put a drop of this product in the red lip itself. So keep that in mind the next time you're going in to maybe get your nasolabial folds filled or getting your Botox injection. If you really did want to try one of these lip fillers or these perioral injectable products, talk to your plastic surgeon about this, because I really think you'll be very, very impressed with how wonderful that makes you look. And don't forget, as we're getting closer to being, you know, summertime, a lot of you come in to get your lips or that perioral area injected because you really won't have to put lipstick on or lip liner or anything like that, because the lips right coming right out of the pool will look really, really great. And they'll look very taut. And I think at the end of the day, many of you that, you know, are really coming in to have your lips just look more youthful, and when you're wearing your lipstick and everything else, just make them look like they pop a little bit more. It tends to be more about having the lip itself not be crinkled or weakened. And that's where I think a lot of these products that we are now using that have just recently become FDA approved are more substantial for that perioral area. Because look, face it, we're eating, we're chewing, we're talking, we're doing all these things. So the metabolic rate in that perioral area is much higher than if we were, let's say, injecting some of these fillers that we use underneath the eyes or in, let's say, in the cheek region, where it may not be as a metabolic rate that's so increased as it is around the mouth. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.